minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Fire department.
Hello, Sunny Pink staff, Vincent's Fire Department. Year-to-date, we're at 1,915 runs, emergency runs, 239 for the month of August. 2 weeks ago, I attended the Indiana Emergency Response Conference where I did some training, but first and foremost, I would like to congratulate Captain Larry Schatz from our department, who was awarded the Indiana Firefighter of the Year Award.
Really?
Yes.
Great.
Very, very high honor. At the training, I took the DOSE, which is the Direct On-Scene Education. That is the training to try and prevent the sudden, unexpected infant deaths. So I'm going to be giving that training to our department here in the next couple of weeks and then spreading it out to police departments and fire departments around our area.
Okay.
We are also implementing Project Lifesaver, which is geared around the wandering autistic child or older Alzheimer's type patient. We have got the equipment ordered, and we are in the process of doing our online training. We have to all do an online training first, and then they have representatives come down and show us the equipment. So hope to have that implemented within the next month. Next month is Fire Prevention Week from October 9th to the 15th. This year's theme is Don't Wait, Check the Date, which is geared around getting the batteries changed in your smoke detectors. Last year was geared around the detector itself. This year is geared around making sure we have the batteries, and I'm going to do the donations that we receive for fire prevention as I would like to get out 200 smoke detectors in houses that do not have smoke detectors. So I've got them on order. Also going to be doing programs with Thursday Church in the month of October, and they have been just a great partner to us, as well as the Nazarene Church at 19th and Main. And come to helping his hands here at the last part, but October 5th for Fire Prevention Week, we are going to have the Casey program here in town, which is it's a national program that is put on by a retired Indianapolis firefighter. He comes in and teaches the program and sings, and he has his two little helpers, both are Labrador retrievers, who they act out the stop, drop, and roll, and the crawl to the door and the feel the door. So what we are doing there on October 5th is we are having all public and parochial grade school age kids at Ader Auditorium. They're going to be all bused out there, and he's going to do one, maybe two programs out there for our school age kids.
Cool.
And then just last week, Scott Shipman from Helping His Hands donated a boat to us, the Zodiac boat, a 15.5-foot military Zodiac boat. Presently, it is over in Washington getting fitted for the motor and the floor and the trailer modification, so it should be going here real soon. And also happy to announce that we have raised enough funds to purchase the other boat too. But the thing with that is they are behind. The manufacturer of that boat is out of Louisiana, and we all know what's happened down in Louisiana in the past few months, so every boat they had is gone. So we may have conservatively a 3 to 4 month period before we can get that boat. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Great.
City Inspector.
Paul Cooper from the City Inspector's Office. From 8/22 to date, we've had 109 violations. That's including grass, junk, and debris, and also we've got two of the blighted houses torn down, finally. And tomorrow we've got a public hearing for 10 more houses and get them done. I've got 7 on the list right now that's close to being ready to get tore down.
Great.
So working on it. So thanks.
Thanks, Phil. Animal shelter.
Laura Ariel, Animal Shelter. So far this year, we've taken in 608 animals. At this time last year, we had taken in 801, so we're down pretty good. We've had 274 adoptions. We've returned 105 animals back to their owners. We've transferred out 180, and we've euthanized 22 animals. So everything's running really good out of the shelter. Saturday, Lowe's Heroes program came out and built an agility course for us. So we've got an agility course out in our fourth exercise pen closest to the water department. So we have to come out and take a look at that. It's pretty neat.
See Danny. So we will move to no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Autumn on Main Street. Tyler and Helen. You have a letter in your pack.
Right.
Shyla Beam with the Vincennes Knox County Visitors and Tourism Bureau. I'm here requesting street closures for Autumn on Main Street coming up on Friday, October 7th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. We would like to close Main Street from 6th to 2nd, leaving the streets, or cross streets open. Furthermore, we'd like to request that the restrooms be left open in the Pocket Park until 9 p.m.
And if it's as successful as the last one, like that, it'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're hoping really for a good crowd. And we have extended the time. Last year, we only did it until 8 in the fall, and we're going to extend it until 9 because at the spring on Main, we still had people there as we were taking tables up.
Great. I'll make a motion that we approve the Autumn on Main Street on Friday, October 7th from 5:30 to 9 with street closures beginning at 3 and lasting until 10 and Pocket Park restrooms remaining open until 9.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. I encourage you all to come. Thanks.
Next is Paint the Town Green band promotion.
Is there music? There's got to be some music.
So, thank you. I'm Liz from Valley, but I'm not here on a Valley capacity. I'm here on a band parent capacity.
Oh, okay.
My son's in band, and this year for homecoming, the band is doing an exciting fundraiser called Paint the Town Green. We want to do this on homecoming weekend, so for all the alumni that come in from out of the state, from other cities, anywhere they come, we're going to line these along the parade route, so it's festive and fun and exciting and green.
It's cool. So clarify for me, what you're asking us to do is allow these to be placed in the right of way so
yes,
that they
yes,
can be
please.
Used to, yeah. Otherwise, you're just entertaining.
Yes.
And we all know that.
So we want to decorate the parade route.
Right,
yes, and around the pavilion as well.
So we will make a motion that the marching band for Lincoln High School be allowed right-of-way passage to support their Paint the Town Green school spirit topiaries, wind waivers, and whatever that was.
Spirit balls.
Spirit ball. There you go.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
No.
Aye. Thank you.
The mayor, or the city attorney actually had a question. I'm sorry.
And no. Use them. Like I've already spoken to several people
in South Knox people's yard.
Parties and such things. So
yeah.
I will take care of afterwards.
You're the advice, right? Bryce was happy to hear that.
Yeah. That was Bryce's question.
Thank you. Thank you, city attorney, for your.
Okay, next, Bucket Brigade for CASA.
Yep. You got to at least stand on your head or do something.
No, I don't need that. No way.
I'm not trying to get your attention if you don't.
Okay. But what I'd like to request is a Bucket Brigade on September the 21st, beginning at 10 a.m. to 4. And what this is for, it's our annual Customer Appreciation Day, but it's also our American Red Cross blood drive that day. And it's also to raise funds for CASA, is what the funds that are going to be raised for the bucket.
So the blood drive is at your office?
Yes, it's right okay. There between Hucks and Metronet, that
right.
Street that runs there. Oh. That's where the blood drive is going to be.
Okay, so it's actually in close proximity. In
yes. The,
okay. Alrighty, Chief. Chief's not here. Assistant Chief, any concerns or?
Just remind me where the vest.
Yes, yes. Right. I'm getting those from the safety vest, yes.
Right. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the Metronet Bucket Brigade for CASA on Saturday, September 21st from 10 to 4 at 15th and Hart.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thanks, Brian.
Next is St. John Lutheran Craft Show Banner.
I'm Beth Maxwell, St. John Lutheran Church, and we're having our St. John Lutheran Art and Craft Fair on November 5th. We'd like to advertise it on a street banner. It would be up from approximately October 24th
to 7th. Not approximately, specifically from October 24th through November 7th. And on College Avenue, correct, Paula? Okay. It looks like
I gave her the insurance already.
Got it.
Okay. Right.
So, and we talked about
and we're available, so it looks like we're good to go. So we'll make a motion to approve the St. John Lutheran Craft Show banner request from October 24th through November 7th on College Avenue.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye. Okay. Great, thanks.
Good luck.
Keep Vincent's Rolling Fall Ride.
Hello, Amber couldn't be here today, so I'm pinch hitting. Keep Vincent's Rolling is sponsoring a fun ride on Saturday, October 8th. Registration and takeoff will start at 9. And I think you've got a map in your packets there. We really aren't going to be in the city much, but we wanted to follow the rules. We will, for this ride, we'll be leaving from the Memorial parking lot, go out River Road, and then cut down Schoolhouse Road. So I think Amber has already made arrangements for several volunteers along the way, and she's taking care of what we need to in the county. But we'll be on just a little strip of city property down through there, so wanted to make you guys aware, make sure that was all right with you. It is an 18-mile ride, so it's just a big loop. So we'll be leaving and coming back there to the memorial.
Okay.
And it is free.
And it's free.
If Terrier, you're to ride 18
good.
Miles.
Okay.
You just have to wear a helmet.
Yeah. Yes, you do have to wear a helmet.
To wear a helmet. Very good, Mayor. That's
but
good.
It's a nice flat ride as opposed to the ride they usually do in the summer. It's a lot of hills. So
goes down Bulldog Road. I don't know if I've ever been on Bulldog Road.
Bulldog Road?
Yeah. So I'll make a motion to approve the city portion of a bike ride by Keep Vincent's Rolling on October the 8th, starting at the Clark Memorial.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Camp Wildwood Pancake Breakfast Banner.
And last, but certainly not least.
You save the best for last. Right. Your table is a bulletin or a poster or something. Camp Wildwood Foundation is going to have a pancake breakfast on the 22nd of October from 7 to 11 at the Washington Christian Center. And we'd like to put a banner up for the 2 weeks prior to that on 2nd Street to let people know what's going on, and hope that you all can come out.
All right. So we're making a motion to approve the Camp Wildwood Pancake Breakfast Banner request on 2nd Street, October 10th through the 24th, and we have all the information and insurance.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Thanks, Jim. Thanks.
Nothing under miscellaneous. The motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Good job. That's a lot. We got a lot done tonight.